After a week of packed committee agendas, state lawmakers are expected to debate a number of bills on the floor of the House or Senate this week. With me for our weekly look ahead at what's to come at the state capitol is Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. He joins me via Skype. And Ben, last week was the deadline for bills to be heard in committees in their chamber of origin, meaning House bills and House committees and vice versa. Now that that deadline has passed, were there any high-profile bills or issues that didn't make it through?
Yeah, I think one of the bigger issues that seemed like it had a chance of getting across the finish line this year and rarely has before is an effort to get Arizona to push to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. If Arizona adopted a resolution to do that, it would help get to the goal of getting the enough of all 50 states to make that same push and put the Equal Rights Amendment into federal law. And this year, it seemed like they had enough votes to get it out of the Senate. Sometime in January, there was actually a tweet by supporters of the bill that they'd gotten freshman Senator Tyler Pace, a Republican from the East Valley, to co-sign their bill. And if you'd counted his vote, that was 16 votes for that bill in the Senate, a majority of that 30-member chamber. Unfortunately, about a week later, Senator Pace changed his mind and decided not to back the bill. So it might not have had the votes to pass, and it didn't make it through committee anyway. That's where it's kind of been stifled in years past by committee chairs who don't support the idea. And that's kind of the biggest takeaway from this last week, is that a part of the process is committee chairs in Arizona, and they're all Republicans in the GOP-controlled legislature, they kind of have the power to shut bills down and make sure that things don't move along this process.
And of course, you know, the conventional wisdom is that nothing is actually dead at the Capitol until the legislature adjourns for the year. Are you hearing any scuttlebutt about any bills that maybe didn't get heard in committee being ripe for being tried for a strike everything amendment, or, you know, to be included on another bill somehow?
Not anything specifically, but you're absolutely right that that is kind of the way to go if something died and you want to take another crack at it. The thing I would look for is perhaps maybe some efforts to bypass some of the committees that blocked criminal justice reforms. Now, there were a few minor efforts that did make it through with some bipartisan support last week, but some broader efforts at changing Arizona's mandatory minimum sentencing rules and some efforts to give judges a little bit more leeway in sentencing. All of those things fell short in the committees they were assigned to last week, but they do have some broad bipartisan support. Again, not sure if it's enough support to actually clear votes in the House and Senate, but that's one area where I would look for supporters to maybe be trying to find one of those backdoor ways, perhaps a striker at some point or another to see if you can get those through. And the one thing to keep an eye on this week, today and tomorrow in particular, is the House and Senate Appropriations Committees are meeting on Monday and Tuesday, respectively. And that's the one committee that gets a pass on this rule about bills clearing committee by last Friday's deadline. Since that's the committee that deals primarily with spending bills, what you'll see sometimes is issues that didn't pass the test in another committee might get a second chance there. In fact, there is a bill to legalize sports betting in Arizona that had been assigned to some other committees in the Senate and is going to get a hearing in the Senate Appropriations Committee instead on Tuesday. So keep an eye out for stuff like that.
So, Ben, one of the bills that's going to be coming up for debate in the Senate this week, we've heard a lot about various elections bills. This is one of them dealing with emergency voting centers. This is Senate Bill 1090.
Yeah. And what this is trying to do is get at some of the GOP criticism of five early voting sites that were operated by Maricopa County Recorder Adrian Fontes the weekend before the general election. And what some Republicans want to do is they want to tweak the rules about Fontes's or any county recorder's ability to open such sites. I'm told that there's an amendment that's being worked on to the bill that will give the county recorders some role in improving those sites. But I think what the counties are pushing back on is they don't want to give the county supervisors full oversight over those voting sites because county supervisors aren't election officials.
All right, Ben, before I let you go, I want to ask you about a bill in the House, and I understand there's one in the Senate as well, that would basically set aside money for the state to buy back some of the buildings it had to sell and lease off during the Great Recession.
Yeah, and this gets to a surprise announcement that the governor made in his State of the State address in January when he said that Arizona had gotten back some of the buildings that, as you said, they essentially sold off to get some money to help cover the state's costs in the recession. What the governor did is actually refinance some debt. And in doing so, they are going to save money in the long run with a lower interest rate. But they were also able to obtain back some buildings that were used as collateral to get money and then had put the state in debt, so to speak. What this does is, or what Republicans are pushing for, and these are measures from Senator David Livingston and Representative Regina Cobb, is it's a more traditional attempt to pay down debt, same way as if you had a loan for your car, rather than make the minimum payment every month. They want to put hundreds of millions of dollars up front to make payments on all of the debt, thereby avoiding paying interest over the long term. And the savings are in the tens of millions of dollars, the budget analysts estimate on this one. I'm a little fuzzy on what buildings we'd be trying to get back, but this is a part of a larger fight of how do the state lawmakers want to spend a near $1 billion cash surplus that we have this year. Paying down debt is a pretty popular idea with some Republicans.
All right, that's Ben Giles. He covers the state Senate for the Arizona Capital Times. Ben, good to talk to you as always. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.